Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, we continue our series, The Originals, featuring the current elites that fished the very first elite on Lake Amistad back in 2006 as the Elite Series enters its 20th season. This week, the Hack Attack, Greg Hackney, who finished fourth that week, will join us. We'll also visit with outdoor writer Alan Clemens, who covered the event. And in our sponsor spotlight segment, new Crush City Pro team member, and in our sponsor spotlight segment, new Crush City Pro Team angler Carl Jacobson will join us. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, I got to North Alabama in the Huntsville area in 2004. And the original outdoor show that I did was Bass Buck and Duck Radio. You got to be very careful when you say that. And it was me and Jimmy Mason, who would be on the Elite Series early on in his career, and Scott Marshall as well, from West End Outdoors. And we did that show, and that was the original show that blossomed into what is now Bassmaster Radio and 200 radio stations and of course, live streaming and all of that. But very early on in the time that I got to the Valley, I was able to meet Alan Clemens, who was writing for the Huntsville Times at the time, great outdoor writer, and did a lot of stuff as well, covering things for Bass, Bassmaster. He was many times his byline was in Bassmaster magazine, and he was there at the very first Elite Series tournament. Of course, there have been a number of bass events leading up to this, but this was the newest iteration of a professional tour. It was the Elite Series, and it began in 2006 at Lake Amistad on that border down there on the Texas-Mexico border, and a tournament that was won, as we said, in the open by Ish Monroe, and Greg Hackney fished in that, finished fourth, and he's coming up later on in the show. But Alan Clemens joins us now on the VMC Hook. Alan, welcome in. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
I am fantastic. Can you believe 20 years?
I know. It has zipped by. 20 years goes by in a flash.
There were a number of things that were being introduced. That was during the ESPN era of owning Bass, and they wanted it to have a little bit more of a NASCAR type of feel to it. And that was, I believe, where the wrapped boats were introduced, you know, where it became a requirement that everybody would run a wrapped boat at that point in time. And they were, you know, really into building the stories, you know, around professional fishing.
They did. Jerry McInnes was instrumental in a lot of the changes back then, a lot of the innovations. Jerry thought about a lot of things outside the box, you might say. Mm-hmm. He had seen a lot of things and helped implement a lot of things. He and his team, JM Associates out of Little Rock. So, you know, you got to give Jerry a lot of credit on that. The wrapped boats were one of the first things. Everybody had a great looking boat. They were gorgeous. Some of them didn't want really bright colors because they kind of wanted to hide. If they got somewhere, they wanted to hide a little bit. But everything looked beautiful. You remember the days those guys would come back after fishing all day, and they would change out their line. They would check their hooks. They would change everything out.
Yeah.
And then they would clean their boats. They would wipe down their boats. They made sure that they had a shiny, clean boat. They got soap scum off and vegetation off. So if they're driving through town, whether it was Gunnersville or Sam Rayburn, wherever they were, they looked sharp. And then, hey, we're going to put a wrap on them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Well, you're going to look professional. You're going to have a jersey, and it's going to look sharp, and it's going to have certain requirements, and your boat is going to be wrapped, and you're going to have these things on it. And just like with any changes, there were some people who were like, well, I don't want to do that. Well, you're going to have to. Well, I don't want to put that decal on my boat. Once you saw all the boats and those guys looking sharp and crisp, and you went, wow, this is a monumental change. And it was really exciting that week.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
Yeah, and of course, taking first prize was Ish Monroe and that $100,000. And there were two. We also had to invent the century belt. There were two guys there. It was not only Ish Monroe, but Boom Boom Urbanus also had a 100-pound bag as well. And we really didn't know anything about Amistad. I mean, this wasn't someplace that was a regular stop on the tour. So you're down there, and I've talked a little bit about the article that was written that is now shown at Bassmaster.com. That you wrote about the final 12 on Championship Sunday. But you had to kind of convince the Huntsville Times to send you down there and say, hey, we need to cover this thing, man.
I did. I mean, I worked for some great people back then. And occasionally when there was something that I was, very convinced of or determined of or thought that was important enough that we needed to be there, I could go in and talk with them and explain and say, hey, this is a big deal that'll be important to the outdoors readers. And obviously Bass allowing me or asking me to help them with the coverage a little bit was also beneficial. But our guys there, my people there at the Times were smart enough, and I did a good job of convincing them. I don't know. But yeah, we went out there for the week, and I tell you, it was you're right. Nobody knew much about Amistad. For the couple of years, there was chatter and talk, and you ought to fish these big lakes out in Texas, Falcon and Amistad, and it's out in the middle of the desert, and it's on the border, and you drive all the way out there and go through the middle of nothing to get to this little town on the border, and the catches sounded mythical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I pulled up on a hump, and it was, 80 feet deep, and the fish were suspended at 40, and I caught 5-pounders until I got tired of catching them. So I went somewhere and started flipping in the bushes and catching 6- and 7-pounders. I'm like, this can't be true. This is all fishermen's tales and lies. And it wasn't. Once you got out there and you looked at it and went, there's nothing here. What are you talking about? It's just a giant open lake in the desert. And you didn't see islands covered with, beautiful trees. And you didn't see vast acreages of hydrilla and milfoil or things like you might find on Gunnersville or Chickamauga or Sam Rayburn or Fork. He pulled up and he kind of went, what are you guys talking about? And then they started coming in with their catches. And you went, holy smokes, it's a wonder world underneath the surface.
Yeah.
And it was. And it blew everybody and everything away. And it changed a lot, tournament mentalities. It changed a lot, I think, of, at the time, tactics. These guys, you couldn't just go out and crank deep diving crankbaits unless you had the right spot, because some of these fish were not 18 to 20 feet deep. You couldn't reach them. So you had to come up with different methods. You had to figure them out. Big baits. I remember Ish. He showed me the bait or a bait that he had.
Big swim bait. Yeah.
He had big swim baits, but he had what was called a Tora tube that came out of California. I can't remember if he had it at that tournament or something later. This thing was like a 9-inch tube, it looked like a squid, a giant squid. Or it looked like a loaf of bread that, yeah, you know, you'd tasseled up one of the ends. And I said, come on, man. That's like a promotional deal. That's like one of these 5-foot Rapala jerk baits. He goes,
Yeah, good
and
stuff.
He said, I'm telling you, you put a jig head in this and you sink it and it goes deep, 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 deep. And big fish hit it because they will hit giant baits out here. Yeah. And that was probably the first time that I had ever thought about regional disparities in fishing. You wouldn't throw a 7 or 8 inch tube on Gunnersville. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
You wouldn't throw a 12 inch swim bait on Gunnersville or Chickamauga. A, you'd have to be out in the middle of the river where there was no grass, and B, you'd look like an idiot, and you didn't look like an idiot to your friends.
That's a good
point.
But
out in California, and yeah, Amistad and all these beautiful lakes out there, you pick up a 12 inch swim bait and somebody's going, it's too small. You need a 16 inch.
Good okay. stuff. We could do the entire show with Alan Clemens, I'm sure, with the stories that he has to tell. But he was there for that first one. Alan, I appreciate you taking a few minutes just to kind of set the scene as to what it was like all the way back then. And we'll make sure that we catch up with you again in the not-too-distant future.
I would absolutely love to catch back up and tell more stories. Those were fun days, and I appreciate it. Amistad's a special place, and that was a special tournament.
No doubt about it. There you go. Alan Clemens, one of the great outdoor writers of our time, for sure. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll shift gears to a little sponsor spotlight with Crush City's latest pro staffer, and that is Carl Jacobson. He's coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a little sponsor spotlight segment. I told you in the opening that Carl Jakobsen, the only Australian on the Elite Series, and a guy that has won at Ten Killer a few years ago, and now made his third straight classic after coming on like a train late in the season, and he's the latest to join the Crush City family of anglers. Carl Jakobsen joins us on the VMC Hook. How are you?
I'm good. Getting ramped up for the season, so excited to get down to Florida here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd be excited to get down to Florida like now, because this cold snap that we've had. We both live in southeast Tennessee, and this cold snap that we've had for the last week or so, really all over the country, has really kind of put a damper on things. And even if you got that heater running in the shop, it's still cold out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been still getting out fishing. I'm trying to break this boat in and also just, you know, keep sharp, keep catching them and keep on the water. So got out yesterday. The water temp was 41 degrees.
Wow.
So it's cold here.
Yeah, I guess it is cold here. So you've been with Rapala for a few years now, you know, fishing the hard baits. But now you add the Crush City line and, you know, it's been exciting, you know, really being a part of it. We've been sponsored by Crush City since the day they broke out with the first products that they came out with. But man, this product line continues to grow, and really in the minnow baits as well, that have become so prominent with the forward-facing sonar. They've just done a tremendous job with it, and there's been a lot of money won with those baits so far.
Yeah, no, they've got the right guys, and they're listening to the anglers, and they're, you know, really just – They're putting stuff out that are fish catchers, and that's a big deal. They're not just putting out baits to put them out there. They've got all of their products are just their actual true tournament winning fish catching baits that have little specific things that make them, you know, unique, and that, you know, make them just sort of at the top of the game when it comes to each technique, especially, you know, with like the Mooch, you know, for the forward facing sonar guys has just been so dominant. But it's, you know, it's getting Wheeler and guys like that, DC behind it, that and Kyle Welcher that are putting input into it and going back and forward until the bait's perfect. And, you know, that's the difference.
Yeah, it has been tremendous. The other thing you got to like about Rapala is that they're, because they have the VMC hooks, and because they, you know, with the hard baits and with the jig heads and so on, it's like everything works together. You know what I mean? They put on those hard baits, they put those good VMC hooks and the same thing with the jigs and so on and the jig heads. And you know, it's not like when you get something, you don't have to do a lot of modifying of a Rapala lure when you get it, because they seem that, you know, they have something in every single category, if you will, to make us all work together.
Yeah, no, for sure. That was, you know, a big reason I really wanted to get it and put it all together, is because once I saw what they were doing with the Redline series, the Redline hooks, mm-hmm. and I started using them, you know, when they came out just to test them before I was ever sponsored. And they became my favorite hook straight away. And I was like, these hooks are special. They're doing the little tiny things on the worm hook. The point is offset. Same with the flipping hook, little tiny things like that, making them ultra sharp, making them light. And then, you know, they created the Maverick jerkbait, which is, again, it's a fish catcher, and it has the perfect hooks on it, so you finally can take a jerkbait out of the box and cast it and it be tournament ready. And that's, you know, that's such a nice deal. So once they started coming out with things like that, then they sent me the tungsten ball head jig heads. They're the best jig head that I've ever used. I used them 90% last year for forward facing, for rolling a paddle tail. I was putting a worm on them at Smith Lake. I think that's the best jig head that has ever been made in a ball head style, with the right hook, the right sizes. Like, it just has everything. So Once you start getting to that sort of stage and you see the quality that they're bringing out, it's nice to like put it all together so you can just have, you know, you got the best and you're at the top of the game, and they're also going to stay there. Like, they're always trying to be on the leading edge of the next technique, the next thing, and that's what I'm excited to be a part of.
Carl Jakobsen with us here, new Crush City sponsored angler on the Elite Tour, and I've been a big fan of the Freeloader since it came out, and use it as a trailer, you know, on a bladed jig, and of course, obviously, it can be fished on a ball head as well as a, you know, independent deal just on its own. A lot of money obviously been won on that, but the Mooch Minnow now comes out, and just talk about, and I don't know how much you've been able to test the both of them, but just talk about the differences between a Freeloader and a Mooch Minnow, which has those little fins, if you will, on the tail that kind of keeps it straight.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that most people don't know about the Mooch Minnow, is like, you can just slow roll it like a paddle tail. That tail actually vibrates. And just with the amount of pressure these fish are getting, you know, in a lot of our fisheries, subtlety is making a big difference, and not having to shake it and roll it and do all of these different actions. And just a slow roll with a tiny subtle vibration of the tail, you know, can be a huge difference. And then the cool part is you can cut it off, and you see some of the guys do that. Ooh. You want even less action, then you're down to a full minnow. So, you know, the Freeloader is kind of that big fin put on the back of a spinnerbait, chatterbait. You can put it on the ball head, jig head, you know, and then the Mooch Minnow is just, you know, it's the one that is going to clean everything up. It's just going to catch everything. Everything bites it. It's a true fish catching machine. The last couple of days, I've been putting it on an A-rig.
Really?
An A-rig sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, you put it on like a stealth rig, like a really clear, sort of small, finesse-type A-rig, and then you put those Mooch Minnows on there, and it just looks unbelievable. And
yeah.
It's a...
Yeah,
just, for wintertime fishing, it's a killer.
Yeah, and just make sure you clip those two hooks in Tennessee, right? We can only have three, right? And Tennessee's got to have a couple of dummies on there as well. By the way, when you do it, you know, do a little technique of the week here for, you know, winter fishing in 40 degree water. Which ones do you clip in Tennessee, where you're only allowed to? For those that don't know, that in Alabama you can run all five. Different states have different laws. In Tennessee, where Carl and I both live, we're only allowed to run three hooks, and you got to clip two. I find that most of the fish I catch come on the middle of an A rig. It seems to be the bass want to hit right in the middle of that school. But which are the two that you make dummies when you set up your A rig?
So the top two are the two you mainly want to have as your dummies. You want them out of the way as much as possible. And the best way to do that is not clip a hook or put a jig head on there. Just use a keeper, you know, like a twist lock keeper.
Okay.
So you put that twist lock on there, and then you just twist the bait onto that twist lock. And then you have no hook, no jig head, and then it's light enough so they will, like, when you have the three jig heads on the bottom three, it'll always run, you know, bottom heavy. So those two will always be out of the way, and then your bottom three have your hooks. And, you know, it'll be rare you'll have a fish eat one of those top ones.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I never even thought of that. I thought that for balance, you'd have to have all five jig heads on there that you would need, so it doesn't throw it out of whack, you know, being light on top, right, like that.
It actually rides way better. If you have all even jig heads, it sort of doesn't know which way it wants to run. It can run anyway, where if you have two light and three heavy, then it will always run dead straight.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that makes a lot of sense as well. Of course, the Pig Stick comes out as well from Crush City, and it's really kind of unique having that slot there for if you use the crossover ring. Now, a lot of guys don't like the crossover ring. A lot of guys, you know, the difference of running parallel to the worm and, you know, and running perpendicular to the worm. I prefer to run perpendicular to the worm, but talk about that Pig Stick as well, because that's something that can be fished wacky or certainly fished traditionally on a Texas rig.
Yeah, I'm excited to use that. I love the crossover ring. I put that on, you know, all of my Nico rig stuff, my wacky rig stuff. I think it's awesome because when you set the hook, I feel like it runs up your line and gets out of the way. And if you have that right, you know, if you have the right size and everything, that worm just sits up, gets away from the hook, and gives you a better chance of landing that fish with nothing getting in the way of the hook. And then, like, yeah, take the fish off and you slide that worm down, and put it over the hook and it's ready to go again. I think it's unbelievable. I love using that. I haven't used the pig stick yet. It looks great. I'm excited to use it. But this, the janitor worm is the style that I really like to use. That's the one that I use on an eco rig, and then fishing it on a drop shot. Just so many different ways. Texas rigging it for bedding fish, like down in Florida. That's the style of worm I prefer to fish, with that bulb tail at the back and a little bit thinner. So
yeah,
I'm keen to use the pig stick, but the janitor probably is going to be my go-to.
Yeah, and Crush City sent me a bunch of hedgehogs, and you know, this is a beefy bait, big chunk of plastic, you know, for certainly for bigger fish, and appendages all over the place. But you could pull off however many you'd want. Like, if you want to pull off the upper appendages and make it a little more stealthy, you can do that. I like the way they set it up, because you can kind of modify that thing any way you want.
Yeah, well, the net, you know, the three, the cleanup, crawl, bronco, hedgehog, they're going to be, they're just going to be, you know, for whatever you want to use, from jig trailers to Carolina rig to Texas rigging to flipping. Like, they're going to be, those three baits are the ones that you want to have when, you know, you're trying to figure out exactly what they want, whether they want those curl tails, whether they want the crawl style, or they want something like the bronco boat that doesn't have a ton of vibration and action. It's just more subtle, and so they've sort of got you covered for those three deals.
Rapala Crush City Pro Carl Jakobsen has been our guest. Carl, we wish you the best of luck for this upcoming season. We'll see you out there on the road, and you'll be in Florida before you know it.
Yep, got two Florida events, and then we'll be heading to the Classic, and excited to fish my third in a row. It's going to be good. Big year coming up.
Very good stuff, Carl Jakobsen. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we resume our series, The Originals, and we're doing it with Greg Hackney. He was there at Amistad on day one of the Elites 20 years ago. That's coming up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And by the way, when you're talking about Phoenix Boats, I mean, I know we call this series the originals as we're looking at the guys, the nine guys on the elites now that were there at Amistad in 2006 when the Elite Series began. But when you're talking about Phoenix Boats, you got to talk about Greg Hackney, because I think it was, I'm not sure if he was running a Phoenix that year or was the next year that Gary Klaus bought Phoenix, but we're going to find out. We're going to talk to Greg Hackney now. He joins us on the VMC Hook. Greg, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. It's good to be here.
Now, my recollection, and I may be making this all up in my head because this is what happens when you get old. I'm thinking that Gary Klaus founded Phoenix in 2007. So were you actually running a prototype Phoenix that year, or were you still in another boat before, back in 2006 at Amistad?
No, I was still in a different boat then. Okay. I actually didn't. It was 2009. Is when I ran my first Phoenix, was running a Phoenix.
Well, that says something about Phoenix right there with you, because you're still running a Phoenix, and I know you'll be heading up to Winchester where the Bassmaster Radio studios are, and this weekend picking up the latest Greg Hackney Phoenix. So I don't know, this has got to be, you know, boat number 18, 19, something like that for you from Phoenix.
Time goes fast. I've been through quite a few Phoenix. I'm running the 920 Elite.
That's okay.
The same boat I ran last year. I've always been a big 721 guy. I love that model boat. I like the 920 layout. It's just hard to go wrong. I'll be honest with you. You know, that's the cool thing about Phoenix. They have a one size for everybody.
Yeah.
Basically one size fits all. Whatever boat you're in, price range, or you need for comfortableness, big water, you want to go fast, whatever you need, they pretty much got a boat to fit you.
Yeah, I'm running the 919 ZXL, which is on the 721 platform, basically coming out of a PHX and into this rig here, and so far it seems really, really sweet. And that 721 hull, a lot of people think, you know, they talk about it like it's the speed hull, you know, for Phoenix. That hull handles rough water, though, is just like any other Phoenix does. I think that's one of the biggest things, is the way Phoenix always handles the heavy water.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, the 721, as far as a big water boat, I don't know that they make a better boat for, and when I mean big water, I mean dangerous water, mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6 footers. It is, I'll be honest with you, I knock on wood, I don't think I've ever speared a wave in a 721.
Oh.
Like, it's just the way the front end of that boat sets and rides high, and it's just got enough lip that'll just hang on the top of those big waves. But if you're in a I don't advise anybody to run in water like that, but if you're in some of that on occasion, well, that 721 is hard to beat, and of course it is fast too, but it's just all a great hull.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
all around a great hull.
So I pulled it out of Action Graphics in Tullahoma, and the day after I pulled out, we got 6 inches of snow in Winchester, and it's just now going away, but it's still very, very cold here. So, you know, this is just adding to the anticipation of getting out there, because I don't know about you, but I'm not like, you know, some of these guys. We just talked to Carl Jakobsen, and he says he's been fishing all week over on Chickamauga, and the water temp is 41 degrees. No, thank you. That's not me. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, me neither. I'll just wait for it to warm up a little bit to go fishing.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, it was warm enough, that's for sure, back in March of 2006. And when you and the boys arrived at Amistad on the border down there for the Battle of the Border, back when they used to name these things, and that was like 31-year-old Greg Hackney, maybe no beard. I don't know. I mean, back then, button-down shirt, man. I mean, it was a different world. You finished fourth in that tournament. Ishmael Moreau won it. We talked to Ish last week. But just your thoughts on what it was like back then. I think that was the beginning of the wrapped rig as well. That was kind of part of the whole deal to make it feel more like NASCAR.
You know, honestly, I feel like that is one thing I've been very blessed. I got to see you know, basically that was the year that bass fishing just truly went international.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the creation of the Elite Series is probably, I mean, honestly, the biggest thing to happen to the sport since I've been fishing. And I've been fishing roughly now about 25 years, from the FLW days to on into a bass. And but definitely the Elite Series was a home run, you know, for bass fishing, for professional bass fishing.
Yeah, and you'll go over $3 million in career earnings just with bass this year, assuming you have a good year, which we all know that you will. You know, there were so many things that were different back then. Now, you guys already had obviously, Bassmaster have been running tournaments for a number of years, but just your recollection of what it was like, the formation of this, because you still had co-anglers, right? You were not running in your own boat on Championship Sunday, and so on. So just talk about some of the differences, you know, that you saw since then to now.
You know, probably the biggest thing, and I, you know, nothing against the co-anglers, but on the professional level, it was better for everyone that, you know, that we went from co-anglers to marshals.
Right.
Just makes it a little more fair playing field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not anything in the back of the boat that could basically change the outcome of the event. You know, also in 2006 was basically the creation of our rule book that we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the guys weren't doing it professionally before then, but our rules got stricter. You know, everything was more of a straight line after that, which I think has been good for the sport. But yeah, we were, you know, you'd make the top 10, you had to change all your stuff out of your boat into the wrap boat. I can't remember. Seems like there were, I don't know, maybe there were 12 different wrap boats.
12, yeah.
You know, with different sponsor brands on them, and which was kind of that whole NASCAR format deal. And then a few years after that, you know, we got to keep our own that way, started fishing out of our own boats, and which I think everybody prefers that more, you know, because you're just more comfortable in your own equipment.
Yeah.
A lot of times new boats have bugs. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
These boats would be brand new, and so, you know, things would happen. There would be things that they, you know, things, problems, but... I'm really glad that in my career I got to see that. And you know, you got to wonder what's next.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's about that time. You know that something else big happens.
But
that was definitely prime for me. It was perfect timing in the sport of professional bass fishing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we know a few things that are next that are going to happen this year. We'll get to that here in a moment. But, I mean, you left Del Rio fourth place in that deal and then turn around and go and win, you know, the next event in Jasper at Sam Rayburn. And so you got to be thinking, yeah, this is pretty easy. I'm going to be Angler of the Year. We talked to Ike Anelli last week. He ended up Angler of the Year that year. You had a couple of soft tournaments, you know, at Gunnersville you know, the next one in Georgia where you were like middle of the pack. But, man, I mean, you had a lot of great finishes that year. You know, winning week two, that had to be pretty exciting too right off the bat. You know, that $100,000 check, especially 20 years ago, felt like a little bit more than it might right now.
You know, I will tell you, it was good times. I wasn't thinking about money. And, of course, I had come off a good year. Rookie of the year before, so I'd had and finished second in Angler of the Year points the year before. So there was a several year stretch there at the beginning of my career that was really good. Money was not a issue. And yes, $100,000 then. I'll tell you this, I do remember that because I just put that whole $100,000 back. I have since then invested, not shortly after that, I guess, I invested it in a piece of real estate. And so that was definitely a nice bonus there on a couple really good seasons.
Well, so we'll flash forward 20 years. You talked about, you know, what's next. One of the things that's next, Greg Hackney with us here, one of the things that's next is you guys went from, you know, $45,000 in entry fees
to zero. That didn't look real good, though, on the prize-winning side. So bumped it up to $10,000 a man, and it seemed like a pretty good little compromise. It was good to see the fishermen and the organization work together to come up with that. Obviously, nothing is perfect, but at least that's something that makes more sense. Dollars and cents make more sense. But, you know, laying out 10 grand instead of 45 grand, that doesn't suck.
Yeah, it really doesn't, because, you know, I figured it up. I paid in my career $1 million in entry fees. Right at it. I think it's like 980 before this year. So I was at like 980,000 in entry fees at Bass. You know, so that's if you look at that, I mean, that's a lot of money, you know, to pay in entry fees. So it is nice now that, now I'll be honest with you, I was one of the ones. I like the no entry fee completely the best, honestly. But that was just better for me. I thought it would be nice to show up for my job and not have to pay anything.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that wouldn't suck. Especially
I looked back and saw that I had paid $980,000 in entry fees. Like, I didn't mind what the payback was as long as I didn't have to pay to play.
Yeah, you're probably good for the rest of your career. You say, that's it. I'm done paying. I hit the $1 million mark. I'm done for the rest of my career. I get to fish like Rick Klun. I go another 25 years and fish with no entry fee, but there you go.
I didn't think about that, but it is awesome. Yeah. Even this year, we're making two $5,000 payments.
Yep.
And it's only 10 grand, and that's definitely the biggest thing to come along since the since the Elite.
Well, I think
that
the fear
was a huge deal for us.
I think the fear was, and the question would be, is that look, if you had sponsors, were the sponsors going to reduce their amount of support to an angler because the angler didn't have to pay the $45,000 in entry fees, you know, and say, hey, look, you know, it's not costing you as much to fish. I'm not going to pay you as much, you know, to sponsor you. I don't think that was really the case, though. I don't think so either.
I'm not seeing it. Work like that in any other sport. I wouldn't foresee that being a, you know, there's still a lot of expense.
And a lot of work that you do. Yeah.
Yeah. There's pre-fishing, there's housing, there's gas, travel expenses, upkeep on your vehicle. There's already a lot of expenses there before you tack on the entry fee. So, no, I definitely could not see any sponsors doing that.
Well, the other thing,
I don't think that's the reason they pay guys. I think they pay, you know, the anglers that are, you know, are paid by sponsors. You know, because that guy is doing such a great job of representing their company.
Right.
It has nothing to do with entry fees.
Yeah.
You know, that's a totally separate entity.
Yeah.
You know, and I know all guys have different deals. I know there are guys out there that have sponsors that pay their entry fees.
Right.
And then there are other guys out there that get paid and they pay their own entry fees.
Right.
So, I mean, it's different for everyone on that part of the.
Well, I think I think a lot of the common guys out there don't really realize how much work you do for your sponsor outside of fishing a tournament with their name on your jersey. They think that's all they did was put your name on the boat, and that's not the case. You're out there working shows, you're doing appearances, you're taking people out from the company, so many dates, you're doing all of those different things that you do, you know, for your great sponsors, not only Phoenix but Strike King, Lose, all of that. We see you on all these other shows and so on, Kings of Bass and all that good stuff. So there's a lot that you guys do to earn those that sponsor money. There's no doubt about it. Greg Hackney has been our guest. Greg made the Classic, so he'll be fishing there, you know, in Fort Worth at Ray Roberts coming up for the Classic. But before that, a couple of tournaments in Florida. Greg, we appreciate you so much, man. And 20 years ago, it all started on the Elites. It seems like 15 minutes ago. But let's just keep this roll going, and looking forward to a big year from you this year.
Okay, I don't foresee us doing this again in another 20.
No, not with you at least. So we'll see. All right, brother, I appreciate you. Be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. That's Greg Hackney, always answering the bell for us here at Bassmaster Radio, and we appreciate that. All right, we'll get a break in here, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. The St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series is right around the corner, with the first event coming up next week on Clarks Hill Reservoir on the Georgia-South Carolina border. Now, this is the first of 8 events in 2 divisions to qualify for the Fall EQ's 3 tournament shootout to determine the 10 new elites for 2026. The top 50 finishers from each of the 2 divisions will be invited to the EQ series, as well as anyone from the current field of elites that may need to requalify or who are still looking to qualify for the 2026 Classic. Now, this is going to be a great series to follow all season long. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see the Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.